your body in your area of position in space. Be aware of the contact between your body and whatever you're sitting in. Be aware of the contact between your body and the air. Body and your clothes. Be aware of your breath moving your body. We begin by locating ourselves in time and space, being aware of the flame at the center of the circle, being aware of the directions of space, beneath, above, east, west, north and south. Be aware of the principle of life arising in the east, of light radiating out of the south, of love flowing out of the west, of law being established in the north. Be aware of the center, the single point, the center that is everywhere, the circumference that is nowhere, that is our entrance into the great web of exchange. To east of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, inspirer, angel of life, enliveness, breathe into us, renew us, that we may meet the new day with the power of life, with the power of the beginning. Raphael, extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, Lord of Light, who has borne many names in many ages. Lift up your face, that we may see you face to face. Shine upon us, that we may enter into the mystery of light, that is both wave and particle. That is the weaver of substance. Illuminate us. May we know our nature as beings of light, extended in space and time, as waves of multiple possibilities, and simply just here, just now. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel. Ministering angel. Let the infinite love flow into this room, that wounds may be cleansed, that the deep and shaping power of love that connects one to all and all to one in the way of exchange may flourish in our hearts as a green tree. May we be purified so the heart of stone comes to life, so the old words inscribed upon the heart of stone become the beating responsive heart. Reflects the greenness, the freshness, the power of life and love. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, Angel of Mystery, Angel of Alchemy, Keeper of the Law, Keeper of the Organic Law. Reveal to us the mystery of substance that is shaped light. Anchor us in the realm of the particle. Open us to the mystery of the wave and the dance between the wave and the particle. Teach us the mysteries of entanglement, connection, and possibility. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Within and around us, I invite the presence of Sabuviel, Angel of the Web, Angel of the Weave. Teach us the mystery of exchange, of connectedness, the mystery of boundary and connection, the mystery of the complexity that arises out of simplicity, and the simplicity found at the heart of complexity. In the center there is the Shining One, the Living Bridge, the Christ Messiah, who is the Eternal Muhammad, who is the Buddha, who is Chlai, who wears a thousand faces, and around us all is she. the deep goddess who holds all and sees all. She who is nameless, but who is the goddess of a thousand names. She is Isis and Maria. She is Kuan Yin. She is Saraswati. She is Kali Ma. She is Inanna. And Eresh Kigal. She is Hathor and Sekhmet. She is Neet, the weaver of all. She is Morgan and Ganida and Gwendolina. All honor to the mother of all. She is Mabon's mother, Modron. Placing our dominant hand upon our forehead, we make the Kabbalistic cross together. Ate Manogut Vegetura Vegetula Now we build a middle pillar, contemplating Keter above our heads as a sphere of brilliant white light. We chant the Aye four times. Descends to the level of the throat, where it becomes the incandescent violet-purple of Da'at, the sphere of mystery and creativity. And here we chant the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, I create. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh Elohim, light descend to the level of the heart, becomes the inner sun of Tiferet. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, the God that is known to me, the God that is in my heart. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, Yud He descends into the pelvis, where it becomes the sphere of blues and greens and silvers of Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai, Shaddai El Chai. The pillar descends to beneath our feet, where it becomes the shining blackness shot through with rainbow colors of Malchut, the magnetic center, the earth center. And here we chant Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living earth, the sovereignty of the living body. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz. Keter Da'at Tiferet Yesod Malchut. Feel the substantial nature of the middle pillar that holds us as we circulate the light. Breathing in, we center ourselves in Keter. Breathing out, we send the light down the front of the body to Malchut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the back of the body to Keter. Doing this for 6 cycles. Now circulating the light down the different sides of the body. Breathing in, we center in Ketta. Breathing out, we send the light down the left-hand side of the body to Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the right-hand side of the body to Ketta. Doing this for 6 cycles. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. As we breathe in, we spiral the light anti-clockwise to Ketta. As we breathe out, we bring the light down to Malkut. Breathing in again, we spiral the light. Breathing out, we send the light down. Doing this for 6 cycles. Finally, the fountain exercise. Breathing in and out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up to Ketta. Breathing out, we fountain the light around us. Breathing in and out again, we gather the light. Before, on the in-breath, bringing the light up to Ketta, and on the out-breath, fountaining it. Doing this for 6 cycles. and letting your senses fold inwards as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the house of life. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my house of life. Find yourself standing, looking at your house of life, contemplating the doorway with the jackal-headed knocker and the three steps. Notice how the house presents itself to you this morning. Ascend three steps and contemplate the knocker. As you contemplate the knocker, as if the face comes to life, and you find yourself looking into the eyes within the jackal mask, that are infinitely kind, infinitely seeing. And it is as if you are carried into those eyes, into the presence that is behind the mask. Who is the guide and the guardian and the keeper of mystery. And who carries us inwards. Serene, without volition or movement, find ourselves sitting at the round table, sitting with the companions, find the word Anoki revolving in our consciousness. And we are aware of the ancient Egyptian roots of this name, of the shining waters out of which all life arises, the infinite waveforms We are aware of the flowering reed that arises in our place, that gives us our position and point of view. And we are aware of the woven basket that is the weaving, that is the container of all that arises out of I amness. We contemplate our name Anoki, and then contemplating our actual name, feeling the movement between Anoki and the living image that we are. Discovering the fluidity of our nature. Discovering the conversation that is the heart, at the heart of our seeming solidity. Like Marathon becoming the human being who arises out of the sea, out of Maridunam. As we contemplate the grail at the center of the table, that is cup and stone and tree. Anoki. We feel the interplay within us of the cup, of the stone, of the tree. And at the heart, Anoki. Hear these words in Egyptian. Anoki Ishant. I am the tree. Inoki Nem. I am the cup. Anoki Ben Ben. I am the stone of resurrection. And as before, our presence extends through the house. As the tree, we root ourselves. As the standing stone, that is also the pyramid, we establish ourselves. As the bowl that is the cup, we contain the living light and love. Our feet are deep in earth. We extend infinitely upwards. So the chamber of establishment is in our feet. The chamber of images is in our pelvis. The room of the tower and the mirror is in our heart. The room of the cube within the cube is in our throat. Above our head, the region of the summer stars. We stand as living stone, as living tree, as the living grail. We stand as many and one. We stand as ourselves and we stand as Mervyn. We stand as the protean one, who stands within the green and the burning tree, who is held by the goddess, who contemplates the dragons. Is the servant of all. Who has no shape and all shapes. Anoki Mervyn, Anoki Ma, And then we return again to the contemplation of Anokhi. Contemplating the infinite Aleph, the single point that contains all possibilities, the letter Nun that is the movement of life, the letter Kaf that is the open hand, the palm, and yet letter Yud that is the seed of direction. Anokhi, speaking your name in silence. As you sit at the great table, Anokhi, feeling the images fade as you hear this voice. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress the potent living image, my own true self. Let your senses carry you back into the room, feeling yourself sitting wherever you're sitting, feeling the contact between your body and your clothes, your body and the air, hearing sound in the room, smelling and tasting the room, opening your eyes and speaking Anokhi followed by your name. Just now, Anokhi Ian. Stretch.